This audio is presented by Hacker Noon, where anyone can learn anything about any technology. What Metaverse is and what it could be. Going from Zero and Wilder World, by Bart Hillerick. What I am about to tell you may sound impossible. Free your mind the way I see it. An open mind is a pretty essential prerequisite for reading this article. I really mean that. When I first went tumbling down the Wilder rabbit hole myself, I remember feelings of disbelief, utter amazement, and even fear. If you've read Ready Player 2, you'll see what I mean. Now, Wilder World has opened my eyes and given me such incredible foresight into the future of Web3, DAOs, the metaverse, and NFTs. I try to be as active in the Wilder community as I can, and it is a project that I frequently tweet about along with other metaverses, NFT, and crypto topics. I've wanted to write a detailed all-encompassing guide to this project since I first started writing at HackerNoon in September. Now, as I begin writing in October 2021, the Wilder team marketing effort is in full force. I feel it is finally the time to create the guide I've wanted to. The reason I'm doing this is that I remember how difficult it was for me to find all of the info on Zero and Wilder World as I was learning about the project. I've spoken to some other members of the core community and they shared similar experiences. I think that because the information on this project is so spread out across different sites, articles, and group chats, there is a noticeable knowledge gap within the Wilder community, and certainly between the community and the general public who don't know this exists. My perception is that so few people actually understand this project fully, based on all released information thus far, and therefore, most don't see the full picture and end game of it. I'm here to solve this information issue with my attempt at creating the definitive guide for the project. This is for the Wilder community, those who have never heard of the project before, and everyone else in between. If you've been looking for the real-life Ready Player One, you've found it. Welcome to WeAmi, the big picture. This project is a fully immersive, photorealistic, VR and AR integrated, metaverse that could sustain a global digital economy, support full internet scale, and be home to billions of daily users. I see this as crypto's champion to fight centralized Facebook, now known as Meta, and big tech for metaverse dominance. This is the only current metaverse project actually building a full-scale metaverse platform. All other projects so far are either plugins that will eventually be inputted into an actual metaverse like this one, or there are much smaller platforms that don't have anywhere near this level of scalability. The project has tremendous financial backing and has been in the works for 7 years by an international team made up of some of the brightest minds and most talented digital artists in the world. The NFTs that the team are putting out is the highest quality, highest utility, NFTs ever created. This is by far the most Ready Player One-esque project in existence. One day we could all be spending daily time in this metaverse earning a living, shopping, socializing, and more. Zero, Z Space, and Wilder World. When people say Wilder World, a lot of the time what they are actually referring to is either Zero or Z Space. What's the difference between the three? Plain and simple. Zero is the underlying technology of ZSpace, a fully immersive and photorealistic metaverse made up of universes, galaxies, and planets. Wilder World is the first universe that will be in ZSpace and launch on the Zero platform. Let's go more in depth into each. Zero and ZSpace. The internet, as we know it today, is called Web 2, something known as Web 3 inches will be its successor. Web 3 will transfer us to a reality where a metaverse is fully integrated into daily life through our jobs, social circles, and financials. Everything will be connected digitally. The metaverse project that will play a huge role in replacing today's internet is, in my opinion, here before you in this article. Zero is a peer-to-peer social network and Web 3 OS. In a nutshell, it's a social platform, NFT marketplace, and base layer for ZSpace, gaming applications, and DAOs all rolled into one. It enables the creation of sovereign, decentralized and virtual communities, organizations, and nations. A key characteristic of Zero is that it provides a platform for any person or team to enter the ZSpace metaverse, create a DAO, and scale it. For instance, let's say I was a play-to-earn blockchain video game developer working on a game called Avocado Fiesta. I could onboard my entire game to Zero, establish my own cryptocurrency within the overall ZSpace economy, and occupy an Avocado Fiesta planet where ZSpace users could play my game upon arriving in the atmosphere aboard their Wilder craft. A player could earn tokens by playing Avocado Fiesta, leave the planet, travel to another one in a different galaxy, seamlessly exchange their avocado tokens for the local tokens in the new planet, and use them for any number of things as they play the other game. This is not limited to just gaming. There could be a planet in ZSpace dedicated to digital shopping, one for K-12 virtual education, and one themed to reflect the entire discography of Kanye West just for fun. The possibilities are as endless as the human imagination and the skills of creators. Greater Than Zero is, in a nutshell, a social platform, NFT marketplace, and base layer Greater Than for gaming applications and DAOs all rolled into one. Wilder World. Despite World being in its name, Wilder World is actually set to become the first universe launched on the Zero platform. That means that it will contain galaxies and many worlds within it. Wilder World will begin with its first city, Wiami, a topographical 1/1 digital copy of Miami. Wiami is meant to be a central hub for the metaverse, home to the headquarters of many of the top projects in the crypto industry and the primary residence to many Z-Space citizens. So far, the following partnerships have been announced: Alluvium, Vayner NFT, Zed Run, Boss Logic Universe, Sneaky Vampire Syndicate, Yield Guild Games, PokerStarter Gaming Guild, The Doge Pound, Animoca Brands Rev Motorsport, Knights of Degen, Immutable X. Along with project partnerships, Wilder World has also announced partnerships with the following key figures in the crypto space and beyond: Boss Logic, Beeple, Anthony Pompliano, Jake Paul, Nyjah Houston, Baron Davis, Michael Carter Williams, 888. Project background. The team. The effort behind Wilder World is global, with over 100 people working on the project from over 15 countries. Here is what we know about some of the team members in their role. Frank Wilder, the artist. N3O, Neo, the architect. Phoenix Wilder, fellow artist. David Waslin, finance, partnerships. Hypno Wilder, partnerships. Sunshine, Rain, and Chris Wilder, community. Freedom Wilder, HR. The financial backing for this project is tremendous, a key factor in ensuring scalability and competitiveness in the emerging metaverse industry. Funding for the project has come from the following: Spartan Group, Digital Currency Group, Animoca Brands, Republic Realm, Signum Capital, Metaperse, Mave Ventures, Individual Investors. History. As far as status in the NFT space goes, I think the Wilders are as OG as it gets. Why haven't I really heard anyone mention it? First, let's talk about where this all started. Not much of the Wilder origin story is known, due to their anonymity. However, we do know that Frank Wilder got into digital art in 2013 and minted his first NFT in 2017. Starting in 2017 certainly qualifies Frank as an OG in the space and someone who was in the group of the earliest adopters of NFTs. Before NFTs, he was selling physical totems, 3D printed necklaces made of silver, gold, and precious jewels, and creating other digital art that could be 3D printed. Frank formed a passionate community around his physical art and even took on clients like Justin Bieber and Kevin Durant. He built a loyal following and passionate community where members were known as friends of Frank. I myself first connected with Frank in March 2018 over Instagram DM, and over time collected four of his totems, two of which are the emerald pieces shown below. For someone who started selling his unique product by walking door to door, and oftentimes gave it away to people he met on the streets of San Francisco, a testament to his generous spirit that still lives on strongly within him today, Frank had achieved tremendous success. It was this success that eventually led him to digital art and down the path of creating the metaverse that we are discussing today. Although Frank started NFTs in 2017, he hasn't minted a volume comparable to many of his artist contemporaries who also started in the space around the same time. Along with that thought, the Zero Wilder World project began 7 years ago, that there is the key. Moving back to the original question, why haven't I heard many people mention how OG Frank and the Wilders are? It's because people generally don't realize that they are. While other OG NFT artists were releasing NFTs, Frank was busy building the metaverse with the other Wilders instead of minting large amounts of art. Working on the metaverse is why the entire NFT space doesn't know about the Wilders as NFT artists. They simply haven't yet built up the kind of clout and desire from collectors that top artists like Beeple have established. I think that all of that is about to change for them. They certainly deserve their merits at this point. With the thousands of new Wilder NFTs that have been entering the markets recently, I'm envisioning people starting to ask questions about who the creators of the NFTs are and what their history in the space is. Once the people do a little digging, they'll uncover the OG status that Frank and the Wilders have. I could see it eventually becoming common knowledge for everyone in the NFT space. Overview of the Master Plan. The Zero Master Plan is a document that first opened my eyes to the full potential of this project. I think it is important to provide a summary of its contents, but I highly recommend you read it in its entirety here. Step 1. Attract the world's top creators. The project is already made up of some of the most talented developers, artists, and bright minds in the world. They plan on continuing to poach top talent from companies globally by providing incentives that traditional corporations simply can't offer. Step 2. Mimic reality as close as possible. Persistence. There is one single global game state that all players experience simultaneously within the metaverse. In real life, if I were to leave a football at a park, it would still be there until another person eventually came and moved it. If a building were to burn down in a different country, and I were to visit it a week later, it would still be burned down when I see it. It's the same in Z-Space. When events occur, all players experience the same thing. Photorealism. Characters, landscapes, objects, and interactions between users look, and feel, as close to real life as is technologically possible. We're not talking good, we're not talking just AAA quality, we're talking as great as possible with today's currently available technology. As technology continues to improve, so will the realism of Z-Space. Massively multiplayer. Z-Space is designed to support internet scale, meaning billions of players with trillions of unique assets. Additionally, all players should be able to move seamlessly through Z-Space, meaning a player should be able to keep walking and never stop. Mixed reality. 3D assets should be able to be experienced inside and outside of Z-Space. Z-Space is intended to support VR and AR technology integration, desktop computers, browsers, via streaming, and mobile phones and tablets. Distributed. Z-Space, similar to Bitcoin, will be hosted and maintained by a distributed community using cryptographic incentives with no central intermediary. Societal connectivity. Money earned inside Z-Space should be able to be used to buy real things outside of Z-Space, and vice versa. Step 3. Decentralized and distributed architecture. A primary challenge of this project is seamlessly stitching together environments hosted on separate servers or instances while also being run on a decentralized network with various nodes and physical distances between them. To overcome this hurdle, Zero is using Unreal Engine, their own virtual server management, and virtual wallet, and enabling user devices to operate as nodes that provide CPU, GPU, and bandwidth in exchange for their Infinity token as an incentive. More on Infinity later. Step 4. Open source hardware. This is another one of the biggest challenges that the Zero team will face. At the core of this challenge is the idea that if Apple, Facebook, Meta, and Google control the hardware, computers, VR headsets, etc., then the fate of the metaverse and digital freedom for humanity is still in the hands of big tech corporations. The Zero team is aware of the challenge at hand and will take the necessary measures to solve it. This is different than every other current metaverse project. Something I've noticed in the blockchain gaming, metaverse space is that the term metaverse is very overused. It seems like every project claims to be building the metaverse or claims to be a metaverse, but in reality that is untrue. If you're new to the concept of a metaverse, think Ready Player One. Go watch that movie if you haven't, the books are even better. And you can also read my views on where the concept of a metaverse leads humanity to here. In summary, think of a metaverse as a fully immersive web-based digital reality where everything in it is an NFT that has a value attached to it. In theory, I could own a house and car in the metaverse, drive from my house to a virtual Nike store, try items on, and purchase them either for my avatar's use or to ship to my house IRL. I envision the metaverse one day being home to virtual jobs. Imagine someone seeing their therapist in Z-Space, immersive virtual office meetings, etc., some degree of public education, and a massive global digital economy. There are three key characteristics of a true metaverse in my opinion: photorealism, the ability to seamlessly add new projects and currencies to the platform, and an expansive space for billions of users to travel in. Photorealistic graphics. In order for a full-scale metaverse to exist, it needs to look as close to real life as it can get. We're talking about a digital space where businesses hold meetings, users do shopping, gamers complete quests, and students attend class. In order to appeal to the masses, anything less than photorealism isn't going to cut it. Imagine playing Grand Theft Auto, but everything is a cartoon instead of having AAA graphics. See what I mean? It wouldn't work. Seamlessly add projects and currencies. If a project claims to be a metaverse but it can't add other projects to its platform, it is not a metaverse. Let's take the top project listed in the metaverse category on CoinMarketCap, Axie Infinity, as an example. Axie is a play-to-earn blockchain-based game featuring cartoon animated creatures that can battle each other, breed, and go on adventures. If, in theory, we wanted to take Wilder World and input all of it into Axie Infinity, we couldn't do it. It isn't possible. That's because Axie, like many other projects listed as metaverses, is just plugins that will eventually converge on an actual metaverse platform. A platform like Zero. If I wanted to take Axie Infinity in its entirety and put it on the Zero platform with its token and own planet, I could do that. That is the defining characteristic that separates this project from the rest that is currently available. The ability to add other currencies into Zero gives tremendous freedom to creators and projects looking to join the metaverse. They're able to essentially create their own ecosystem within the overall ecosystem while also being seamlessly connected to all of ZSpace. Expansive space for users. The metaverse needs to have the capability of taking on the full scale of the internet because Web 3 is going to replace Web 2. We can't make the internet smaller. The Zero platform is the only currently available project with that capability. As described in the master plan section above, Zero is designed to support internet scale. That's billions of players and trillions of unique digital assets. Right, so Zero is designed to support a massive metaverse, but just how big is ZSpace? Remember, ZSpace is made up of universes, galaxies, and worlds. In ZSpace, scarcity is present because there can, and will only ever be, a maximum number of each. In total, there is a possibility for 1,024 universes. Each universe can contain up to 256 galaxies. 262,144 galaxies. Each galaxy can contain up to 256 worlds. 67,108,864 worlds. Seem big enough yet? If not, let go even further. Given that individual worlds will vary in scope and size, virtual land limits are firmly set at the galaxy level. This accomplishes variability and diversity at the world level while also bringing some degree of uniformity to ZSpace. The maximum area of land that can be issued within a unique galaxy is 1,800 square kilometers, or roughly the surface area of Alaska. As for the entirety of the ZSpace metaverse, the total maximum available land area is 471,859,200 square kilometers, or roughly 93% the size of planet Earth. To put that into perspective even further, only around 30% of the surface area of Earth is landmass, and much of that is uninhabitable, so humans actually currently occupy less than 50% of land available. That's less than 15% of the Earth. With ZSpace providing 93% of Earth's surface area, I think we'll have plenty of room for a very long time. Greater than Zero is designed to support internet scale. That's billions of players and greater than trillions of unique digital assets. Comparison of the current metaverse token offerings. There are currently 121 tokens listed on CoinMarketCap in the Metaverse category. For the purposes of this article, I wanted to focus on some of the main tokens that I've observed being commonly talked about in the crypto community. The information in the chart below was gathered from researching each project individually, reading white papers, articles, interviews, etc., and is based on the information that is currently available. Keep in mind that things could change as projects continue to develop and that this is not set in stone. I wanted to look at each of the three metaverse qualities that I mentioned above. Which projects have non-cartoon animation graphics with the goal of being photorealistic, which projects can onboard new projects and their tokens, and which projects have the ability to take on the full scale of the internet with billions of users and trillions of unique assets? As you can see in my findings below, Wilder World and Zero take the cake. Star Atlas, Think Blockchain Destiny, Mass Effect Vibes, is the other project that has even one of the key metaverse features. However, the markets are clearly not keen on this information as Dollar Wild is seventh on this list in terms of market cap. Crypto markets are still incredibly inefficient, so this comes as no surprise. I see this as a massive opportunity for buyers of Dollar Wild. The overall point that I wanted to make here is that metaverse is a very overused term right now. Have a cartoon game that runs on the blockchain? Metaverse. Have a platform with multiple blockchain games on it? Metaverse. Have an open world game with play to earn features? Metaverse. I think that the crypto community needs to do a better job of distinguishing between all of the different projects in the metaverse category. All types serve their purpose, and it's not a bad thing to not be a full-scale metaverse project, but calling everything a metaverse detracts from the projects that actually are and confuses investors. NFTs in Wilder World. ZSpace is entirely built on NFTs. They are at the core of this project and will play a key role in the future of humanity. So far, The Wilders has launched a number of NFTs for Wilder World. Let's focus on the two biggest drops, both of which can be now purchased on the Wilder World Marketplace and OpenSea. The collection currently consists of the very first 5D metaverse-ready NFTs ever launched. Air Wild Season 0. Air Wilds were the first collection drop that the Wilders created. 99 pairs were put up for auction on September 16, 2021. This collection of shoes will be wearable by your avatar in Wilder World, and each pair has been hinted at having special abilities within the metaverse for the owner's avatar. This launch, aside from being historic, was a tremendous success for the project. The drop generated significant revenue for the project, with the top two sales being for $24,650 Wild, $84,056 of value as of November 17, 21, and $20,000 Wild, $68,200 of value as of November 17, 21. With only 99 Air Wilds and billions of potential players, along with the historical significance of the Air Wilds, it's hard not to imagine the secondary sales that these will one day fetch. Wilder Wheels. Wilder Wheels launched on October 28, 2021 amid a big marketing push by the Wilder team that saw numerous new partnerships announced. Wheels is a collection of 10,101 AAA quality 5D cars ready to drive and race around Wiami. They will be a part of the first play to earn element of Wilder World as drivers can race each other for pink slips. Wheels are not just cars for racing and getting around Wiami, they will eventually be able to be staked and fractionalized. Owners of the first 1,000 wheels minted gain access to the exclusive Wilder Hideout within Wiami, percent ownership of the land it occupies, and 2x staking rewards. Cars with this trait have the Wilder Hideout trait within the environment trait category on OpenSea. Overview of currencies. There are a number of tokens for this project: Dollar Loot, Dollar 3, Dollar 0, and Dollar Wild. Each serves its own unique purpose and brings tremendous value to the overall project. Let's do an overview of each. If ZSpace is the house, Dollar Loot tokens are the bricks that built it. NFTs are a foundation of ZSpace. Everything in it, from avatars to clothing, to vehicles, are all NFTs. In order for an NFT to be added to ZSpace, the artist who created it must buy and stake Dollar Loot. The token also enables NFTs to become liquid through a variety of royalty and fractionalization models for creators. This solves a current problem with the NFT space where popular NFTs are incredibly expensive, and therefore, largely illiquid. Dollar Loot also has a treasury that expands as more artists and players mint NFTs. Dollar Wild holders are then able to vote on how to allocate the treasury funds in order to best improve Wilder World. This could include new tech, partnerships, etc. Interested in buying Dollar Loot? You can find out more here. https://zine.wilderworld.com/introducing-loot-token-a-treasury-reserve-for-the-wilder-artist-guild-metaverse-economy/from-zero-to-infinity. The Infinity token, Dollar 3, launched on December 21, 2021. It functions as Zero's primary, reserve currency. As a reserve token, one of its functions is to fund Zero projects and communities throughout the ecosystem that will benefit the overall metaverse. Additionally, Infinity is used to facilitate transactions across ZSpace. In the hypothetical Avocado Fiesta scenario that I detailed earlier, I mentioned interplanet travel in the seamless exchange of tokens without a third party. Infinity was the token that made that swap possible. Speaking of planets, in order to purchase and start a world, galaxy, or universe within ZSpace, one must buy and stake Infinity. Another concept of importance regarding Infinity is the Trinity, which is the governance system that will be in place for the management of the Infinity Reserve. As its name indicates, the Trinity is made up of three parts. The community, made up of all members across worlds, galaxies, and universes, the guild, the collective group of artists and builders that create on the Zero platform, and the council, 12 elected public servants. As the Infinity Reserve grows in value, the proposals for new worlds, galaxies, and universes will be voted on by the Trinity. Interested in buying Infinity? You can follow the same steps as buying Dollar Loot that was detailed in the link above. You'll simply select Infinity instead of Dollar Loot. Dollar Zero is your ticket to the metaverse. Zero, Dollar Zero, is the soon-to-be-launched fourth token of the Zero project. A snapshot of wallets has already been taken for holders of Dollar Wild. They will be airdropped Zero tokens based on how much Dollar Wild they owned at the time of the snapshot. That airdrop is a prequel to what's to come for Dollar Zero token holders. I think that Dollar Zero has the potential to become the most valuable cryptocurrency in your wallet, and when I say valuable, I'm not necessarily talking about USD-denoted token price. Let's dive in. Dollar Zero is a revolutionary concept, and it's all about rewarding citizens of ZSpace that hold it. It will be launched via a novel mechanism called a QDO, Quantum DEX offering. This has four primary purposes: reward citizens every time a new universe launches on Zero, create aligned incentives between universes and their citizens, the growth of one universe helps grow the others, ensures that everyone, not just institutions, and insiders, has the ability to capitalize on the economic benefits of early access to a new token launch. Ensures that new universes built on Zero have immediate citizens to help bootstrap their infant economy. What does this mean? Every time a new project joins ZSpace and launches their own universe and token on the Zero platform, holders of $0 are issued a specific amount of vested token, based on their holdings of $0. After the launch, Zero token holders can claim their new tokens for free. The implications of this are tremendous. Owning $0 essentially means you have a ticket to every token that launches on the Zero platform. The Wilder team expects that to be thousands, and eventually millions, of tokens. Since you get into each token at $0, your ROI potential is inherently infinity. Greater than, I think that $0 has the potential to become the most valuable greater than cryptocurrency in your wallet, the investment opportunity, not of a lifetime, but of lifetimes. There's no denying that, at the time of writing, $Wild is the primary token for this project. It has, by far, the highest market cap and receives almost all of the conversation when it comes to tokens. $Wild is a token specifically for the Wilder World universe within ZSpace. It is used to buy NFTs on the Wilder World marketplace and functions as the primary currency within the universe. It is the DAO token that is owned by the community. Owning $Wild means that you are an official citizen of Wilder World. Ownership grants you a share of overall revenues in Wilder World, voting rights, and loads of other benefits, incentives, and rewards. As $Wild is the most talked about token for this project, it also receives the majority of price speculation from traders and long-term holders. Here's my personal take on $Wild. It is my belief that this project is better than the other metaverse projects that are ahead of it in terms of market cap. I think that this very well could eventually become crypto's metaverse champion to rise up and compete with Facebook, now known as Meta, for industry dominance. Operating under those beliefs, I think a safe assumption is that $Wild will overtake all of the projects ahead of it. At the top of that list lies Axie Infinity, $AXS, a play-to-earn cartoon game. At the time of writing, $AXS is sitting at a fully diluted market cap of around $37.3 billion while $Wild is at a fully diluted market cap of $1.7 billion. Catching up to $AXS would require $Wild to, at the very least, do approximately a 21.7x. However, it's a moving goalpost and the market cap of $AXS will continue to rise, meaning $Wild will have to do more than 21.7x to surpass it. Once $Wild passes Axie, I see the next target as Meta. Under the assumption that this project will be Meta's primary competitor, it's entirely in the realm of possibility that $Wild is able to close the gap to the Meta market cap to some degree. As its assumed closest competitor, I don't think achieving one quarter of Meta's is completely far-fetched, but that would require tremendous public adoption among other factors. There's a long way to go and a tremendous journey ahead, so I don't want to attempt to put a number to it any further. It will be extremely interesting to see how it all plays out. Interested in buying $Wild? You can find out more here. https://zine.wilderworld.com/how-to-trade-wild-uniswap-using-metamask/metropolis-staking-in-wilder-world. Metropolis is a revolutionary staking system that is going to be introduced into Wilder World before the end of 2021. The key feature is that 100% of profits generated by Wilder World will be redistributed to citizens of Wilder World. As the Wilders put it, this nation is one that does not indebt their citizens but instead rewards them. How do you become a citizen of Wilder World and participate in profit sharing? Simply own at least $1 Wild token. That's right, it's that simple. How does Wilder World generate revenue for its citizens? This comes from three primary sources: resources, raw land and minerals. Industry, gaming, automotive, real estate, fashion, travel, entertainment, and more. Infrastructure, DAO tooling, social networking, AI systems, dynamic gameplay systems, etc. In Wilder World, there are two types of staking pools: global staking pool and industry staking pool. Global staking pool. The global staking pool gives citizens exposure to the profits of the entire Wilder World economy. 50% of staking rewards will be paid out in $Wild, tokens vest for 1 year from date of issuance, and 50% is converted to $ loot and held in the treasury. Industry staking pool. Industry staking gives citizens exposure to the revenues of specific industries within Wilder World. Industries currently established include Wilder, Wheels, Wilder, Kicks, and Wilder, Guild, for example. Industry pools involve staking NFTs within the industry in order to gain rewards. Let's assume I own a Wilder Wheel NFT. If I desire, I can stake the vehicle in order to earn a portion of the GDP that is generated by Wilder Wheels industry. Staking would lock up the asset, meaning I can no longer use it within Wilder World so long as it is staked. This effect increases the scarcity of the NFTs available within the industry for sale, and will inherently increase upward price pressure for the NFTs that aren't staked and are available for sale. Greater than 100% of profits generated by Wilder World will be redistributed to citizens, future plans for the project. The future is most certainly bright for this project. The team will continue to build the metaverse, form new partnerships, and drop more NFTs. Here's a list of what's to come that we currently know of. Wilder Cribs, luxury condos. Land sales. NFT fractionalization. Metropolis staking. Wilder Craft. Pets. More vehicles. The fight against big tech. In the journey towards a metaverse future for humanity, a battle is being carried out. It's DAOs in the crypto community facing the Goliath that is centralized big tech. My belief is that the ZSpace will be crypto's champion, the one that will eventually rise to take on Meta. Meta violates the core principles of what a metaverse is meant to be, a decentralized new web experience where users retain freedom, have ownership and control of personal assets, and don't have to answer to controlling authority. The centralized company of Meta will retain complete control and enforce strict rules as to how individual acts and interact within their metaverse. Let's say I join Meta and buy NFTs on it. I would be under the illusion that I own and control my digital property, but the reality of the situation is that, if Meta wanted to, they could remove my account and take my assets. If I said something online that they didn't like, acted in a way that violates their rules, or rubbed them the wrong way to any capacity, it could be seen as grounds for Meta to flex its power towards my account and digital property. This is the polar opposite of the Zero, Wilder World ideology. Additionally, Meta is absolutely in the game to generate profits for itself. This is the complete opposite of ZSpace, where Wilder World seeks to give 100% of profits back to citizens. As more universes are established, I assume some will follow the same principles. It is Meta's legal duty to act in the best interest of shareholders, and although this does not require a corporation to always maximize profits for shareholders, there could be situations where a different route would be best for the company's future. It would certainly not be in the best interests of shareholders to turn over a majority of profits to the users of Meta. I'm not one to say never in a majority of situations, but I can confidently say never here. Meta will absolutely never turn over a large portion of profits to users, I guarantee it. There are a number of other issues that we saw with Facebook that have no place in a metaverse. Digital surveillance, selling user data, and purposefully making Facebook addicting to users are characteristics of Facebook that I think will find their way into Meta. Why would anyone want to participate in that? The decentralized metaverse provides such a better path. Meta also graphically looks years behind Wilder World and other metaverse projects within the blockchain space. This came as a huge surprise to me considering the billions of dollars that Meta is pouring into their project. Do we want our avatars to look like Nintendo Wii characters, or do we want something that looks like Ready Player One? If the good guys win the battle for the metaverse, then the blockchain, crypto space ends up victorious. We should all hope for, and join the fight for, that end result. Resources. In this article, I did my best to cover everything in terms of main concepts, as well as some deeper level ideas that are key to the project but rarely talked about. However, the rabbit hole for this project is practically never ending and there is plenty more for you to discover. Here are some links, many of which were used to write this article, for you to continue your knowledge exploration. Official links. Wilder World Marketplace. Wilder World OpenSea. The Zero Master Plan. Zero Technical Trailer. YouTube. Wilder World Trailer. Discord. Telegram. Wilder World. Zero. White Paper. Pitch Deck. Zine. More Zines. Dollar Wild Coin Market Cap. Twitter accounts to follow. Official team Wilder World. Zero. Frank Wilder. Phoenix Wilder. N30. Lefty Wilder. Hypno Wilder. Sunshine Wilder. Chris Wilder. Community members definitely Wilder. Bart Hillerick. Smokey Wilder. Marky Mark. Whoopty. L4Y3R. Matt Meek. Chuck France. Wisco Stew. Stam the First. Way Cool Stuff. As the great N30 would say, from zero to infinity, Bart, tip jar to support the writer. Coinbase, BTC, hexadecimal 954312883F74BF6E95B7E056D288BC190236C2D MetaMask, ETH, hexadecimal 22B4E04C13EEBD21E2D35C4001B8B8FFFF17DD3 A Phantom, Sol, AXMYUKTNs 4EHTWAUJBMDWAVHAUFBRPKQB3AOEJ7E8IP. Warning disclaimer. This article is written purely for entertainment and educational purposes and should not be taken as financial advice in any way. Do your own research and, if you are seeking financial advice, find a professional who is right for you. Thank you for listening to this HackerNoon story, read by Artificial Intelligence. Visit HackerNoon.com to read, write, learn, and publish.